With this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, October 20th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Well, coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we'll be bringing you some postseason volleyball as the Galen Catholic Jays get set to square off with South O'Brien in a regional opening round contest. Coverage starts around 6:45, first serves at 7. Tune in to The Path to Coralville right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Again, our coverage starts at 6:45 tonight. Well, it was a very busy weekend around the area for high school sports. Let's get you the rundown on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. And we start on Friday, where it was week 8 of the high school football season, which means the last week of the regular season for 2A through 8 player and the second to last week of the regular season for 3A on up. Let's get you the rundown. Starting in Class 8 player District 1, where Remsen St. Mary's concluded their regular season with a 50-13 victory over North Iowa in non-district play. It was a much closer game at the half, 9-point margin at that point, but Remsen St. Mary's outscored North Iowa 28-0 in the second half of play to win that one. Dalton Klein passed for 4 touchdowns, and he caught a touchdown. Now that came from Elijah Schrader, who ran for 2 scores and threw for that touchdown to Dalton Klein. Bo Johnson had 3 receiving touchdowns, and Dayton Knipe had the other receiving touchdown from Dalton Klein. In the victory for the Hawks, they conclude a bit of a bumpy season with a record of 3-5. Kingsley Pearson, they had a big battle for second place in Class 8 Player District 1, and that battle went the way of St. Edmund. The Gales picked up a 24-20 win over the Panthers. Tyler Cook did just about everything. He ran for 141 yards on 24 carries and 2 touchdowns, caught 4 passes for 34 yards, and had 9.5 tackles with 2.5 of them for loss. Landon Howe had 15 carries for 71 yards and a touchdown. Wyatt Clayton, 9 tackles, 2 for loss. Caden Bodor Beeson had 2.5 tackles and a sack, 2.5 tackles for loss, I should say, and Sam Duskin and Easton Nissen each recorded an interception. While the Panthers lost, they are still into the playoffs, and we'll talk about that here in just a moment. Elsewhere in Class 8 Player District 1, 7th-ranked GTRA, big winner over Harris Lake Park, 74-14, and Newell Fonda loses to Riceville, 62-39. Class 1A District 1, top-ranked MMCRU polishes off an unbeaten regular season with a 54-6 beatdown of Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Eli Harpenaugh threw the ball just 7 times, completed 5 passes, but he did so for 119 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also ran for a score as well. Michael Schmellen had 2 catches, 71 yards, 2 touchdowns. Well, he touched the ball twice. He scored 2 touchdowns. That's a pretty good day. Brandon Dreckman had a catch for 37 yards. It went for a touchdown. Brayson Mulder ran for 68 yards and a score. John Schmellen had 37 yards rushing and a touchdown. And Luke Kintai had a rushing touchdown. And the Royal defense continues to force turnovers like there's no tomorrow. They had 5 interceptions on defense. One of them was returned for a touchdown. That was Josh Peterson that did that. The other interceptions recorded by Gage Johnson, RJ Creer, Michael Schmellen, and Brandon Dreckman. And of course, the Royals are into the playoffs, and we'll tell you their matchup in just a moment as well. Galen Catholic took a loss on Friday night, 31-14 to 4th-ranked West Sioux. The Jays got 96 yards rushing and a touchdown from Wyatt Kuntz. Easton Spangler had 60 yards rushing and a touchdown, and Drake Knipe caught 3 passes for 86 yards in the loss. And while the Jays took a loss, they are still under the playoffs, and their matchup will be coming up later on in this sports update. Sibley Ogeden beat Sioux Central 31-16 to help solidify Galen's playoff spot. Class A District 8, the Westerners of Akron Westfield had to win this one to get into the playoffs. They unfortunately could not do that as Logan Magnolia knocks the Westerners out with a 17-6 victory in Logan, and the Westerners see season comes to an end there, missing the postseason. 8th-ranked Woodbury Central defeated St. Albert in the district title game, 35-14. West Monona fell to IKM Manning, 35-8, and it was Westwood, a 1-point winner over South O'Brien, 21-20. Class 1A District 1, Hinton punches their ticket into the playoffs with a 48-0 defeat of Alta Aurelia. Cole Friesen, 10 of 12 passing, 144 yards, a touchdown, also ran for 89 yards and a score. Micah Robbins, 43 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. Carver DeGroat had 2 rushing touchdowns. And Jackson Greer, 3 catches, 46 yards and a touchdown. It was his first touchdown of his career. Jackson Kunkel had 7.5 tackles, 2 for loss and a sack. Colton Hall, 3 tackles, a sack, and recovered a fumble for a touchdown. Also in Class 1A District 1, top-ranked West Lyon stays undefeated heading into the playoffs with a 56-6 win over Lawton Bronson, and 10th-ranked Ridgeview, a big winner over MVAOCOU, 39-12. Over to Class 4A District 1, where this was the second-to-last week of the regular season, big battle for second place at Dodger Stadium in Fort Dodge saw the 9th-ranked Dodgers defeat Lamar's 9-3. The Bulldogs got a 22-yard field goal from Jordan Luna as the first half came to an end, but they could not find their way to more points in the second half, and a very low-scoring contest goes the way of the Dodgers again, 9-3. Andrew Granit, 76 yards rushing and 18 yards receiving. Isaiah Tolson had 3 catches for 36 yards. Tyson Augustine, 8 tackles. Cougar Sargison, 6.5 tackles and a sack. The Bulldogs will be very tuned to what the RPI rankings say when they come out this afternoon. Elsewhere in Class 4A District 1, 5th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton shut out Sioux City West 56-0, and Spencer a big win over Storm Lake 42-7. We've got those scores as well as more football scores from Friday. You can find those on our website at KLEM1410.com. And as promised, here are the first-round playoff matchups for Friday night around the state of Iowa that involve our area teams. In Class 8 player, Kingsley Pearson will rematch with Bishop Garrigan, the team they opened the season with. That'll be in Algona on Friday night. Panthers have a tall task, but I know they'll be up for it. Class A, MMCRU welcomes in the Broncos of Belmont Clemmy. The Broncos are 3-5 on the year. MMCRU undefeated, and we'll see if the Royals can get their postseason started off right. Galen Catholic will be heading to an old familiar foe when it comes to big matchups, both in the regular season and the postseason. They're heading all the way out to Britt to battle the Eagles of West Hancock. We'll have that contest Friday night for you here on KLEM. Coverage starts at 6:15. Also in first-round action in the playoffs in Class 1A, the Hinton Blackhawks, they'll be heading towards a similar direction of Galen Catholic. They will be taking on Emmitsburg in the opening round of the playoffs. Those matchups, along with a few other matchups involving some Northwest Iowa teams, they're found on the Iowa High School Athletic Association website at iahsaa.org. Of course, Friday football was important, but there's also some big Saturday action from non-conference volleyball and a conference championship in cross country. Taking a look at that, first in volleyball, the Bishop Heelan Classic saw the third-ranked Hinton Blackhawks go 4-0 against some very good teams. They defeated Sioux City North and Lamar, so it was an all-Plymouth County matchup there. Beat both of them 2-0. Then they beat 10th-ranked Unity Christian 2-0. And if that wasn't good enough, they knocked off the number 2 team in 4A, Sioux Center, by a margin of 2-0 as well, polishing off a great regular season for Hinton as they will take an impressive mark of 25-2 into the postseason as the top seed in their region. Lamar's community, as we mentioned, already took that loss to Hinton. The Bulldogs had some more losses, unfortunately, piled on them. Sioux Falls Washington, out of South Dakota, defeated the Bulldogs 2-0. Second-ranked Sioux Center beat the Dogs as well, 2-0. And 10th-ranked Unity Christian beat the Bulldogs 2-0. Lamar starts the postseason coming up tomorrow. Also in volleyball from Saturday, it was Kingsley Pearson winning a 5-set non-conference matchup over Storm Lake, 3-2. The Panthers won the first two. Storm Lake won the next two, and then the Panthers were able to take set number 5. Finally, in cross country from Saturday, it was Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson River Valley competing in the Western Valley Conference Championship in Ottawa. On the girls' side, the WCKPRV girls did not have enough runners to score as a team, but they did still get an all-conference runner as Rachel Putzi placed third with a time of 20:31.08. Autumn Krajicek, a 19th place finish, 24:11.93. She was just 4 spots out of earning all-conference. The Western Valley Conference boys meet saw Ridgeview claim the team title. WCKPRV boys were sixth. And individually, Devin Metcalf earns all-conference accolades with a ninth place finish, 1901-77. Boston Baker was next on the stat sheet, 24th with a time of 20:46:18. Continuing on with Saturday's rundown, some college football action around the area saw a big game in Orange City go the way of Northwestern College. The Red Raiders knock off fourth-ranked Morningside 14-13 thanks to a blocked PAT in the fourth quarter, and thanks to Akron Westfield alum Lane Kenny, who had two tackles and a big sack in the contest as well to help the Red Raiders knock Morningside off. It's Morningside's first GPAC loss of the season. That paves the way for Dort University to take the first spot in the GPAC, and they did so with a 33-13 win over Mount Marty, and aided by Lamar's community alum Elijah Doherty, who had two tackles. Kyler Bork of MMCRU also had a tackle in the defender victory. Midland had their way with Briarcliff on Saturday, 49-0 loss for the Chargers. Akron Westfield alum and punter for the Chargers, Jacob Myers. Unfortunately, he was used a lot, but he was effective a lot in trying to set the defense up for success. Four of his eight punts ended inside the 20. Also in the GPAC, Concordia defeated Hastings 32-29. In Division II football, Northern State University was a 55-23 winner over Southwest Minnesota State, and one of their many touchdowns was scored by Galen Catholic alum Zach Kraft. His only catch of the day went for 10 yards and went for 6 points. In Division I college football, Iowa defeated Penn State 25-24. South Dakota knocked off Northern Iowa 17-14. South Dakota State a winner over Murray State 35-14. And Drake shut out Davidson 45-0. That is in the action of the college football world from Saturday. Now onto the sports schedule for today, where postseason volleyball officially kicks off. We're starting in Class 1A in Region 4, where our contest tonight features Galen Catholic at South O'Brien. We're on the air at 6:45, first serves at 7. The winner will take on either Harris Lake Park or Boyden Hall. That matchup is in Hull tonight. Akron Westfield is at Remsen St. Mary's in an all-area postseason showdown. Trinity Christian is at George Little Rock. The other half of that bracket features a lot of Southwestern Iowa teams. It features Essex at Mount Air, Hamburg at Fremont Mills, and Lamoni at Bedford. The winner will be at Sydney in the next round. Class 1A Region 5, Kingsley Pearson hosts River Valley. Boyer Valley is at IKM Manning, and Siouxland Christian's at Woodbury Central. The winner is at West Monona. The other half of that bracket, certainly far toward North Central Iowa. West Hancock is at Newman Catholic. Clarksville's at Rockford, and Tripola is at North Butler. The winner will be at Janesville. In Class 2A Region 3, Hinton will be firmly paying attention to this matchup as West Sioux is at Sibley Ocheyedan. Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at Sioux Central. The winner is at Emmitsburg in the next round. Class 2A Region 2, MVAOCOU hosts Logan Magnolia. The winner at Trainer. South Central Calhoun's at Panorama in that region as well. The winner will be at Dyke New Hartford. We'll have postseason volleyball scores for you to follow along with. You can check those out on our website later tonight at KLAM1410.com. That's a good place to get sports news and notes. You can also check out our Twitter page as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.